Good evening. My name is Judith Enright, at Jude Enright on Twitter. I also work at Greenford High School. And I'm going to talk to you this evening about lesson planning, our favourite topic. Let me take you back in time to a time many years ago now when I was an NQT. And this is what my lesson planning looked like. I would spend hours and hours and hours planning for my hour-long lesson the following day. And I would end up with a very detailed script, a script for my lesson, which I would go into my lesson with, and I would spend the whole lesson nervously looking at my script and trying to teach the students in front of me, and that was lesson planning. And I got a bit stressed by October, and I was on the phone to my mum because she taught for 30 years, and she said, why are you spending hours and hours and hours planning a lesson when sometimes the best lessons are DKLs? 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 Doorknob lessons. The best lessons are when you put your hand on the handle of the door and you have no idea what you are going to teach. But you turn the doorknob, and by the time you enter the room and say, good morning, class, you know exactly what you're going to teach them that lesson. And so, if you like, there is a spectrum of lesson planning. At this end, we have the doorknob lesson. And over here, we have the script. We have Hugh Edwards on the 10 o'clock news. And Hugh Dennis on the Now show. So all was going quite well. And what I would like you to do now is, you have understood this, you are professionals, experienced and talented, some of the top professionals in the country, judging by everything that has been shared today. I want you please to place yourself, get your magic pointer out, put your magic pointer out in front of you like this, everybody, come along, come along. I'm a teacher, I'm not going to move on until everybody has done this. Right. And let us now indicate, Chris, I'm waiting. Thank you. Let us now indicate on our magic pointers where our lessons, our everyday practice, where does our everyday practice sit on the spectrum of the doorknob? David, the doorknob. Right? To the script, right. Ooh. Interesting. do we have a photo? Photo of it. James, I need you to do this, please, because I happen to know something about you. So can we all hold your hand there, please, now? Move your hand there. Everyone, hold it steady. Okay, interesting. Right. No, hold your hands there. I am not moving on until we've done the next bit, which is this. I would now like you hold your hand there, Aisha. I would now like you, please, to indicate where your planning sits on our spectrum of lesson planning, the doorknob, the script. When you are planning an observation lesson. Ah! And this, my friends, is exactly what I wanted to see. Put your hands down. Because it was just as I suspected. And you know what? I'm the same. We're all the same. After that NQT year, where we do a lot of this, we then move over here, don't we? And do a lot of this. Until we have the observation, the annual observation. Oh my goodness, it's all very stressful. And we're going to spend hours and hours and hours planning our lessons. And as the deputy head teacher in charge of learning and teaching at my school, I get to see a lot of lessons and I get to grade a lot of lessons. Many of the lessons of the 12 colleagues that were here today as outstanding. But my own lessons, well, they struggle a bit because, of course, if most of the time I'm doing this and then suddenly, for the one-off, when the head teacher's coming in, I'm doing a bit of this, it's not going to work. But I'm sure you all know now where this is going, and all of you, I'm sure, will be following at Teacher Toolkit, the awesome Ross McGill. If you're not, you should be. The five-minute lesson plan. Marvellous. So now, please, indicate with your magic pointers. Knowing the five-minute lesson plan, where does it sit? At the doorknob? Or at the script? Where is our five-minute lesson plan sitting? Oh, people are putting it way over. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay. And I think probably this depends on how long you've been teaching. Because I think if you're a highly experienced teacher, you can. we ran training on the 5-minute lesson plan for all our teachers just 6 weeks or so ago. And teachers have already come back to me and said, well, it's lovely, but it does take more than 5 minutes, which is interesting. And actually, yes, of course it does for some people, but for other people, it does only take about 5 minutes. And now, as the deputy head teacher in terms of learning and teaching, my practice sits, I put it somewhere around here. And this has been revolutionary in terms of my practice. Because now I have lessons where not only am I planning, but, and this is the strength of the doorknob lesson, I'm planning with my students in mind. It's not about a script and a scheme of work and assessment criteria and levels. It's about stickability. What is the thing that my students in front of me in that lesson are going to be talking about in the pub in 10 years' time? That, my friends, is stickability. If you don't know what stickability is, that is stickability. And funnily enough, I realized that where my lessons were falling apart sometimes, where I didn't have that engagement that Jen was just talking about, this excitement that Chris and John Thompson earlier, people have talked about this excitement, this motivation, was because when my students were telling me, as I analyzed my first lesson after I've used the 5-minute plan, they said to me, thing is, miss, what's the point? I'm not learning anything new. I teach speaking and listening. Oh, I can speak, I can listen. What's the point? What's going to stick? You know. And so this has absolutely revolutionized the way that I teach. And I just want to leave you with one thought as well, which is that, of course, these plans aren't for observers. They're for students. And that's why they happen every day. And that's why whoever comes into your lessons, whenever they come into your lesson, is seeing how you teach and how your students learn. And a further reflection that hopefully tonight something will stick with all of you, because I have planned this session tonight using the 5-minute plan, and I approached it from the start from this point of view of stickability. Thank you very much.